Welcome to Novel and Emerging Therapeutic Strategies in the Management of Hematologic Disorder-Related Anemia. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Rami Kamraji, and to begin, I asked him about emerging therapies for anemia associated with myelodysplastic syndrome and the investigation of the erythroid maturation agent luspatercept for this disease.
Myelodysplastic syndrome is one of the most common myeloid diseases we deal with. Anemia is really the unmet need for most of those patients. And two-thirds of the patients are what we call a lower risk. So those patients become transfusion dependent over many years, needing blood every almost 2 weeks. There had been few agents approved for treatment like lenalidomide and hypomethylating agents and after erythroid stimulating agents. So there is clearly an unmet need. So those agents, luspatercept is a novel agent targeting a pathway called TGF-beta pathway. It turned out that this pathway is important in MDS, that it's overactivated through cytokines, and it contributes to the cytopenia or anemia in MDS. And the luspatercept is really a novel agent that targets that pathway. It acts as a trap fusion protein that binds the ligands before binding the receptor. It targets activin type 2B receptor. So it neutralizes those cytokines before binding the receptor.
Can you kind of explain a little bit about what exactly this molecule is and how it works?
Right. So obviously, it targets a receptor called activin 2B receptor. This is part of a superfamily. We call them TGF-beta. It's a trap protein, so it neutralizes or binds the ligands before binding the receptor. There are several ligands that bind the activin 2B receptor, including one called GDF11. It turns out that those ligands are important, play a role in the terminal erythroid differentiation. So they block the terminal erythroid differentiation. This is a step different from where erythroid stimulating agents work on an earlier step. So when the drug neutralizes those agents, it downregulates or it decreases the signaling through the TGF-beta. The downstream of those are proteins called SMAD2, SMAD4 that are overexpressed in MDS patients. So there is a similar drug called sotatercept also that we tested originally. Both of them target the activin receptor. One targets activin 2A and one targets activin 2B.